dropped. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, where they're proud of where they came from and excited for where they're going. They are Nebraska in a bank.
Basketball Pinnacle, in a bank.
Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC. Go see Brian Morrow, Doug Gans, Jeff Pippett, Aaron Sundberg, all the guys. They all do a great job. James Mowitz. Great job at Pinnacle Bank.
Dang. Gans will make you a Reuben.
He will. Happily. Yeah,
and it's really good. If you get a chance, get a hold of Gans today. And when you go see him for a loan, he'll make you a Reuben, and it's really good.
It was
brought him in foil, if I remember right. They were foil.
They wasn't foil. From LCC?
100% yeah. Foil.
Yes.
Like the Pop-Tarts that you ate back in
the day.
With Oregon.
Yes.
I have a situation.
Okay.
I'm supposed to get a...
Yeah, you do.
Supposed to get a drink with Doug Gans and... some others on Friday at 5, but I might be having to head to Northwestern at that
They'll time. Understand if they know you're supporting the team.
You can't do both?
No, it's at 5 o'clock. If I get a drink, I get to like,
yeah,
get
no,
to, you like
can't.
2 a.m.
No,
to
Doug will understand. If there's
Chicago.
Anybody that, you know
we'll
what?
We'll talk to him.
That's why Pinnacle Bank has taken off, because they understand people.
They do.
They understand
people. Yeah, they're
people.
Not going to hold it
Yeah, they're going to go like, hang on now, this is a great situation.
They'll probably fund you.
Yeah, they'll probably fund
you. I'd listen.
We might be able to get some funding out of that. The PEDS. Maybe they'll do something. Tom and
the
Sean.
The poor Pete's getting dropped so much.
There's money.
Money
is there to
any
be given.
Carson, I know you're listening.
We haven't talked about Carson.
Carson, is there any chance that the Pete's will help pay for Jake's trip to Evanston?
Carson, do you want to go to Evanston?
Yeah, do you want to go?
Make it happen.
Yes. Davison.
We will pay for lunch, though,
yes.
At Aragon. It's not happening.
We'll do that.
Hey, we'll pay for our lunch just to get Tom and Sean down there.
You want to go, though?
Yeah, I think I do. And Swim and David are to chat with me. We're talking about what it costs to make this thing happen.
Swim.
At this point, money Swim. Is just money. We're just trying to spend it to enjoy it.
Yeah.
This team's worth all the money we could possibly
exactly.
spend.
It's never going to happen in our lifetimes again. This is it. It's your one shot.
I mean, what's the maximum it's going to cost you to go? Would you say 1,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you have...
If we drive, it's no way it's 1,000. If we fly, yeah, it's over 1,000.
Maybe just drive it.
I think you do.
I think you just, it'd be more fun
to
drive
trip.
It. It's a road trip. It'd be fun. Save the cost, you know, extensively. And then also, Elizabeth can make sandwiches.
I don't know if she's going. She,
no, not, no, just,
oh,
no, no, just
pack
make
a cooler.
Pack a cooler for you.
I'm sure
have sandwiches and some Ziploc. Be nice. All of a sudden, right around Des Moines, all of a sudden, Swim breaks out the cooler from Elizabeth.
Salami sandwich and Fritos.
Yes. It'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It would be. Yeah. Think about that.
Dr. Pepper, maybe.
Yeah.
There.
A Dr. Pepper would be
that
really
sounds
good.
Pretty good.
Cold Fritos is good. Yeah. That's good.
What?
I mean, yeah, you can put Fritos in a cooler and they're good.
You do that intentionally?
I mean,
you eat cold chips and purposefully?
No, but in that circumstance.
If you have a bag of chips or Fritos, a sandwich, and a soda, that's a great meal.
It's pretty good.
And you're just
it
driving.
Is. You'll feel good.
All of a sudden, I would wait till you got past Des Moines. I'd wait till you got past Des Moines and then
depends
break the sandwiches out. Just have it. That way you kind of have an idea. Something to look forward to.
You Swim and Dave.
You know,
yes,
I David. Need to address something on this show.
We get a fourth, I wonder?
We could. I have been getting a lot of, in the midst of this incredible basketball season, I want to address a couple haters out there. I don't do this very often.
Okay. Oh, God.
Is someone coming at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as people do, when things are going well, people like to drag you down and bring up things in the past.
The past.
I will admit, yes, a couple years ago, I was not very happy with Fred Hoiberg at Nebraska. His first 3 years, he won seven games, and 10.
And we're hard on him.
And rightfully so. Yeah. I think Fred would tell you, yes, you were rightfully
Fred
so.
Fred would tell you that.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Fred Hoiberg probably record-wise deserved to be fired a couple years ago. Now, he did not, and it has worked out great for Nebraska, so... Come
Who's
at me
the,
all
what
you
are the
want.
Haters saying?
Landon saying, you wanted him fired. I did. You're right. And they didn't fire him. And shout out to Dennis LeBlanc for the extension.
LeBlanc saved this thing.
And Trev Alberts for keeping him here, and Troy Dannon. So if you want to call me a hypocrite, I'm not going to accept that, because everybody wanted him fired 3 years ago.
A lot of people.
Right? Not everybody. A lot of people did.
Yeah. It wasn't going well.
It wasn't going well. And now it's going great, and it's been a long run.
That's not hypocritical. That's not hypocritical.
Thank you.
But, so that is a great point, though.
You just... The situation changed.
Right.
That doesn't make you a hypocrite.
And again, I still supported the team through it all. I went to games. I watched. I talked about them. I didn't, like, boycott and say, screw the team.
No. I just want to address that. The big difference is right there
is that there was no boycotting. I don't care. Jake's care factor was still through the roof.
Right. In fact, your care factor was such that you were angered.
Yes.
And maybe wanted change. That's care. That's called caring. Now, it's not hypocritical because the situation changed dramatically.
Absolutely.
So
I support Nebraska basketball. It's been through Barry Collier, Danny Nee, Doc Sadler, Tim Miles.
It doesn't mean you don't support it if you don't support the coach. That's the important part of the conversation.
I still go to games.
People have wanted Nebraska football coaches fired.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't mean they don't support Nebraska football. They just don't support it.
It doesn't mean I was actually wrong. Again, at that point, the record was deserving of firing. They didn't, and it's worked out incredible for Nebraska.
I wrote a column that suggested it. And then I had an interview with Fred, and it was not good. He stared daggers at me. He did.
So, you know, bring up my past tweets all you want about Fred.
I see the guy whip by in that bike. That's incredible. He goes by every day. I don't even know what to say.
But anyway, Jake,
thank you for backing me up here.
Jake, you're totally
fine. I want to address, because I get a lot of people saying, look at this tweet from 4 years ago. I said, I'll look at your tweets from 4 years ago, too.
Do you get a lot of people or just a few? Just a few.
That's just a few. I think most understand I am a big fan of the program and want them to succeed.
Hey, by the way, I'm glad you're addressing this publicly.
I'm not trying to hide from it. Yeah, I did say what I said.
You're good at that.
Jake's a man's man.
He is. I appreciate you doing that.
Quinn on YouTube just says, Jake is the most wishy-washy in the business. He sucks. I'm not wishy-washy. I am up and down the teams are up and down.
Yeah, he's not wishy-washy at all.
Please address this.
No, and Jake's the biggest fan that there is. And if for him to occasionally voice some sort of concern or frustration, I don't think that's abnormal. To do that.
Okay, so now here's the other thing. Jake is a fan. Fans do that. They're a little all over, right?
Right.
You don't try to portray yourself as a media member in this conversation.
No, not really. No, again, I this is a media position, but I am kind of the fan in the media.
Right.
That's what I talk about.
And you're very open about it.
That's why I don't want to sit in the media section. I can definitely shut myself down, but that's not how I like to enjoy a basketball game or football game.
Do we have to revisit Fred's record? Fred's record was awful in 3 years. He wouldn't have survived at most places.
Correct.
So
I'd say almost none. I mean, close to none. And he did. So that was awesome.
Oh, we're glad he did.
And then also, let's not forget, they didn't make the Big Ten tournament last year. They didn't make the Big Ten tournament.
Exactly. See, so it's almost offensive to me that they're coming at you, because what they have on their side is hindsight.
Right.
You have hindsight. So you're coming at Jake because they're really good, and now you're right because the situation changed. Yeah, but you have hindsight on your side.
I don't attack the trolls very often. I really don't. I laugh.
Are those that are attacking getting in a car? Are they driving to Northwestern?
Probably not.
Are they driving to Northwestern this weekend? I'd like to know that.
Were they high fiving in the stands?
Yeah, were they high fiving in the stands?
They probably weren't even there.
Did they take Connor?
Did you watch the game
with Connor?
Yes.
Do they know what Connor's wearing?
With his deer sweatshirt.
Connor's like, of all things.
It's not a steer. It's an antelope.
It's an antelope. We think it's an...
It's a prancing antelope.
It's incredible. The background scene of a mountain.
It's incredible. Do you have anything with a prancing antelope? Yeah, we do.
Have a whole rack right over here.
I'd like it to be kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Mountain-like.
Wool.
Wool.
Everything I want something that's all wool.
With a prancing antelope. Yeah, we do have that.
Jake, they came after you.
It did.
Yeah, Jake, I love it.
I did send you guys something also regarding someone from early Nebraska ball days of Fred.
Okay.
This is from an outlet that Matt Abdelmassi is no longer at St. John's.
Now, what happened?
This is from Newsday. St. John's has parted ways with their GM, Matt Abdelmassi, of course, formerly here at Nebraska. Newsday sources say financial transactions have been scrutinized.
Oh, boy.
It's never good.
No.
Don't.
I texted that yesterday. Oh. Last night when that thing came through, I texted.
Hey, that's not good.
No, it's not. I'm trying to read this.
It's not because St. John's is struggling.
Well, they were a 2 seed last year. A really great story. They'll make the tournament, but they're nowhere near a 2 seed this year, like a 7 seed probably.
Dang. I didn't know this.
Abdelmassi is out at St. John's.
They're financial.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Those are being scrutinized.
Yes.
No. Not good.
Jake, there's a chance Nebraska's going to be a 1 seed.
Mm-hmm. On that note now,
it's on the table.
It is January 14th. The tournament starts in 2 months from now, basically. Yeah. But even before the game, I was watching on BTN or Fox, whatever was on at the end zone. And they had Nebraska as a 1 seed in bracketology.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And the whole place is like, what the hell is happening?
It's pretty surreal. Does DeCourcy and all the new ones come out like every Monday or every Sunday? They don't do them every day, do they?
They'll start doing that probably in mid-February every single day. But right now they're doing them twice a week, once a week.
Okay. Robin will have an update. Mm-hmm. On 3.
Hut.
Thank you. On Husker Online today. He'll have the updated bracketology.
Nice.
He compiles all of them. Bill, you would
so
do
right
well.
Now, we want the undefeated season. But you're looking at things and you go, what are we in the league now? 6-0? 7-0?
6-0. 6-0.
There's a chance in league that we go 16-4,
17-3, 18-2. I mean, now listen, I know people are going to say you're getting ahead of yourself.
No, they're
really,
not.
Not really.
No.
I don't think we are.
Can you imagine that? And I want you to think about that. Just imagine that.
They got a team.
Yeah. And then also, I said, they've been through some real games at Indiana and at Illinois.
One.
That's tough. Michigan State here, yes, but still Michigan State stomped Indiana last night.
They did. At 80-61, I want to say that one.
I'm not big on Indiana, but I'm big on Illinois, and Nebraska won at Illinois. That was the game that got my attention, but the Wisconsin game really got my attention, too, that they beat them by 30.
And Wisconsin responded by winning last night at Minnesota, buzzer beater, and they also beat Michigan by 3 on Saturday.
The thing you're going to get from people, and it's going to be annoying, just get ready. People are going to – they're not going to like – us talking highly of them. Some people are going to be like,
jinx? Is it the jinx?
Yeah, don't you guys know the history of this program?
And you say what
Simple
to them?
Quit talking about like how they're going to roll Oregon. I got it on our message board yesterday.
What they do yesterday?
They messaged you? They were messaging?
I mean, people are saying, Simple's talking preposterous stuff about how they're going to roll Oregon, and it's going to be like, quit using the past. It doesn't factor in this discussion. They're good. This team's really good. They're going to be hard to beat down the stretch of games when they're in that situation, which they're not going to be all the time. They're going to run away from people. There'll be games when it's tight down the stretch. But what I say about them, they're going to be really good in those games. They're tough to beat because it's what Altman say. A lot of it's defense. A lot of it's defense. The possessions, teams don't get great looks against them. A lot of it's Lenzer. It's not just hard. They're smart. They're connected. Yeah. Is what that's the coaching term.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it looks like. It's like you just never see that they're always. And then you just have the, like I said, the piece of my dad's favorite player, Sam.
And I don't play, and just the
piece that he fits, because he's the one, honestly, that I stress the most when he's not in the game. He does like that. If like Rink was out last, I've seen. Sometimes I'm going like I didn't even notice that Price is not in the game or whatever's going on. I notice immediately if Sam's not in the game.
He's become that valuable.
That valuable.
He wasn't always that valuable.
No.
He's a complete player. Pest. That's a compliment. He is a pest defensively. He's offensively,
the play
too.
That he had last night when he got the ball with 3 seconds and there was nowhere to go and he drove the lane and got the layup. Because he's like, okay,
beautiful.
Hey, I can't afford to pass this ball. This ball's got to leave my hands in 2 seconds. And I'm going to go to the lane and see if I can maybe – and he gets his IQ and his ability to process, he processes at a ridiculous rate because it's impossible to process slow and get steals. Guys that get steals 100. Process their mind is moving faster than everyone else's.
6 steals last night in a Big Ten game. Yeah. 4 at halftime.
One time, he had 5 steals and 4 points. Yeah.
He made 4 or 5 shots last night, too. I mean, Sam, he's gotten explosive. So he's worked on, his body. He's an explosive player.
And he's got so many minutes of logged minutes now. Think about how much he's played in the last few years. He's played a lot of time.
Hoiberg.
Yeah.
Fred will be at Early Bird taking questions. You can talk to him about Sam.
I saw this last night.
Hoiberg.
So here's the stat. So
9-0-5.
Nebraska is 17-0. Since 2000, there have been 14 seasons. Nebraska did not win 17 games at all
since
in the year.
Since 2000.
We're talking 2000, 01, 02, wow. 04, 09, man. 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 19, 20, 21, 22. Yeah. Those teams did not win 17 games in a season. They're 17-0 right now. We have gone through some hell. Here.
Oh, God, yes.
And no one can push back.
I mean, last year was basically hell. They missed the Big Ten tournament.
It ended
that was
like hell.
Yeah, they missed the
they
Big
missed
Ten.
The Big
the
Ten
way
tournament.
The end, it was
terrible. They lost at home to Iowa to go to the tournament.
They lost to, who else did they lose to at home? Michigan?
Rutgers was a bad loss at home. Yeah. That was terrible. Yeah.
So
USC beat them here at home.
Last year was basically hell. You missed the Big Ten tournament.
And still yet, but in late February, they were still seen as projections as a
tournament team.
It
was weird that way. You're right.
Ended poorly.
Yeah, there's no bubble this year.
By the way, we get people saying that I should consider the Amtrak to Chicago.
Wouldn't be a bad thing. I'm telling you, if you and Swim
I
take the
I don't know about that.
I would rather see it. If you and Swim took Amtrak, that would be... I bet
it's
we can get
long.
That. What's that?
It's long.
It's long.
It's a it'd long,
be
long trip.
But it'd still be worth it. I don't know. I wonder how far away... Where does the... Could someone from our listeners tell us where would he arrive in Chicago and where's that in location to Evanston?
Yeah.
Like how much is it like an hour Uber drive from the train station?
That's a critical piece.
Yeah. El Guapo chimes in. He says, I believe the Amtrak Lincoln service goes to Joliet and then you can take the Metro north to Evanston from there.
Okay. The Metro.
How about that? The Metro.
Thank you,
on the Metro.
Yeah. Thank you, El Guapo.
A guaffle. Hey, I would now. Somebody should call from Amtrak. Is there anybody from Amtrak?
Do we have any Amtrak listeners?
Anybody that's associated with Amtrak?
Yes.
Because defend them. Because I'm preaching against Amtrak. I know people that take it to Chicago. It's rough.
I told you I took it to Denver. It was amazing.
Was it amazing?
Mm. Yeah, I had a great time.
And it was fast.
We got there in 7 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Thank you for the balance.
It left at 12:46 a.m. on the dot, as it said it would, and it got through like at 7.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to tell you this, too.
There's the defense.
Is that it's going to be the storyline, quads, but doubles if they take the train. The storyline would
for be. For Monday.
For Monday would We'd be way better.
I'd appreciate that,
That part I'd appreciate. Because like, you'd talk to some random people. Can we not get an entire group of Nebraska fans? To get on the train?
Amtrak, right over here.
What time would you depart?
It's a rough departure, I think.
Yeah, it's 12:46.
Yeah, a.m.
Time at 1 a.m.
So you get there in the morning at like...
Well, I'm not sure what time they would get there. It got to Denver at 7 a.m. that time.
You'd leave it Friday.
would be Saturday morning, I guess.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't
You're
know.
You're cutting it close.
I know.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't do it.
I probably would just drive.
Yeah.
By the way, Ellis in Illinois, longtime breaker, lives in Chicago area, says, I have tickets to the game this Saturday, and I'm terrified I am going to jinx them. As we just said, Sip.
Don't. Jinx is
no. He said, should I relax, Sip?
Yeah, definitely relax.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have, I respect people who believe in jinxes. I don't believe in them at all. I don't at all. There's no such thing in my mind as a jinx. I don't get it. So, no, go to the game. You're not going to jinx anybody. Bryce Stanford doesn't care whether you're there or not.
He says he's got six tickets, 10 rows behind the Nebraska bench.
Oh, wow. For that game. There's going to be a lot of
Yes, six tickets?
Yep. He says six of us in Husker Red will be 10 rows behind our Nebraska basketball bench.
There will be Ellis. A large.
It's going to get
there'll be
I think
a large,
we're looking at a takeover.
Yeah. I agree. Let's make it a takeover. Hmm. Let's push that.
Minnesota, too.
I think that was a no-brainer. I think I'll be at Minnesota.
Why would you not go to Minnesota?
No-brainer.
You know, Al Baker, the oatmeal maker, our former producer,
yeah,
he said he's got tickets to that game. Minnesota, he invited me to go to
Al
the
Al has tickets?
You're going.
Next Saturday, the 24th.
Can you go back-to-back?
I think I could.
Elizabeth will understand. She understands.
She might go to Minnesota. I would probably bring her to Minnesota.
This is your year, Jake. This is your
year. It's great for the show if you go.
It is. It helps the show a lot.
It's just fun.
21 straight wins.
Yeah. I think you should go. And you know the good thing about Jake is he pays close attention. So he'll have color.
Oh, I'll look at everything.
Yeah.
I don't miss out there.
Yeah. He'll bring it all in.
I'll give you a full report.
I'll look at everything. I'll
give you a report from the tailgates, the bars, the inside the arena, the outside the arena.
What if Jake's going to get the... You weren't going 5 years ago, Jake.
Yeah. Give me the crap. I can take it.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to him. He can take it.
By the way, I went to Iowa City a couple years ago, and Iowa murdered Nebraska. And that was like Fred's first or second year. I was there for an absolute butt-kicking. So...
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm
glad you
addressed
it.
I'm the bad guy here.
No, I'm glad... No, you're not. I'm glad you addressed it. Good job.
Thank you. When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.